Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a mist of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list is long. And they say hope lives on and on. But it's the cheating world that took you away. I wanna erase the list we made. Forget all the friends we never played. But that's all that I've got left of you. So what should I?
From Hogan Family in Valley Show, and we have a guest on the line. We have Jeremy Lynch on the show. May I tell you how handsome he is, you know? Okay, fine, he was my teenage crush. You know, it's not every day that you can talk to your teenage crush like twice in your lifetime, so, you know, just go with me on this. It's Christmas. And the phone number is 347-850-8721. Okay, I'm bringing Jeremy on. Hi!
Hello, Carly. How are you?
I'm great. Do you like the little intro? I mean, especially the Hogan / Valley song. I had to do it. I don't know what made me do it, but I thought it was very cute. And it's on YouTube. And actually, people, if you want to see the intros from all the seasons It's on YouTube. So if you ever get bored and want to see your young self, you can just go to YouTube.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's all that we do in my family. We just sit around and watch old stuff that I was in. I forced the children to watch it. That's completely a joke. But I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I have to tell you, while sitting on hold listening to that theme song, I hadn't heard it in quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, I loved, that was one of my ultimate favorite theme songs. If you could hear anywhere and you knew what show it was, I mean, if you actually was watching the show, but people sort of have been watching the show the whole time. So what have you been up to since the last time we talked? Have you got any more projects or movies or anything?
Very funny you say that. I have an agent and I have a manager, which is one of the most LA things that I'm going to say.
Oh, God, if you have a manager, does that mean I have to go through him to get you on here?
Not at all. No, you can hunt me down on Facebook.
Really, I don't like
dealing
with a manager, so I'm happy.
No, they're just the ones that are going to help me to get auditions so that hopefully I can get back on the air again. And start performing again, because I would really like to start doing that. In fact, I just found out today that I've got an audition right after the first of the year for a series. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen in this town, you know? So we'll have to see what happens.
You cannot give me, like, a sneak peek on what it is.
I can't yet because I just found out about it, so I have to work on it a little bit. But if I promise you that if things progress and something turns into something, you will be the first to know. I will let you guys know what it is. Yeah,
I hate waiting.
I do too.
Especially with you. Especially if I know you're going to be back on TV, which makes me really, really happy.
If
it were up to me, you would be on TV, you know, whenever I wanted you to be on TV. I mean, I still think you could go for the soaps, okay? I will say that. I'm sorry, if you were on the soaps, I could get my way on getting you five times a week.
Carly, I'm open to, I would say, pretty much anything that I can keep most of my clothes on for. That's really kind of where I'm at this point. And it's interesting because the stuff that I'm auditioning for now is obviously as the dad, right? Whereas before I was the kid, now I'm auditioning as the dad. And talking to kids about different lessons. It's just life as we get older, it's interesting how it changes. And the things that I would go out for have obviously changed along with me. So, from your lips to God's ears, that something comes from something. And we put all the good stuff out there and positivity, especially right now with all the negativity in the world, let's put some positive stuff out for everyone to have a wonderful 2020. And for honestly, and I'm not trying to get on a soapbox or anything, but really just for positive things to go on universally, you know, for everybody, because we need some good, we need some happy.
Well, yeah, I agree. I'm just waiting for this year to be over, really. Because I just feel like 2019 has been great. I don't want to complain about it, but, in a way, it feels like Christmas next week, but it doesn't feel like Christmas next week.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been doing all these interviews, and so we are taking a two-week break because I told David that we had to.
Yes.
Oh, you know.
Well, that way you come back
gonna be. Yeah, it was, you know, it's going to be some serious trouble, and so we are taking a two-week break. But I think, you know, like you said, keep all your options open, like movies of the week, movies, anything. I mean, come on, all you have to do is call Jason Bateman. I mean, after all, you guys were brothers for so many years on the show. All you have to do is call him up, and I'm sure he will put you in the movie.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because once a year, we former Hogans, I guess it's like alcoholism. Once you're a Hogan, you're always a Hogan. So we are actually getting together for lunch on Monday. We've got it on the books.
What?
And Jason was in town. We are getting myself and Jason and Danny, who played my other brother, and Josh, who I know you know quite well, are getting together for lunch for our annual. We try to get together once a year when everybody's around. And we're getting together for lunch on Monday. So I'll just tell you, this is what Carly says, you got to put me in something. And look, I'm going to throw your name around. You've got some clout.
I'm really sorry about Valerie. I am so sorry.
Thank you.
I really, really thought she was going to make it. And when I first heard you, were my first thought in my brain. I'm like, he loses his TV mom on the show. By death, and then in real life, it just didn't seem fair. And, you know, I just been letting you have your speech on that. But since you're having lunch with the boys, and I am such a big fan of Josh Taylor, I'm such a big fan of Jason, and the one that played your brother Danny, I would be so indebted to you, seriously, if you could get all of them on the show, because, number one, besides I'm in love with you, well, you know, Jason comes second, sorry, Jason, but you don't have to tell him that to get, like, the interview. If you have to lie a little, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I really want, you know, the Hogan guys on the show, because I think it would be awesome. And Josh is doing a great job over the days. He's doing a great job. I can't believe he's back trusting Kate again. But, you know, that's a little bone I have to pick with him if he ever comes on the show.
Right.
Yeah, and I just think, okay, so you have to message me after this lunch, because I'm going to be like on pins and needles now that you told me. You still not told me, but you told me. And so I really think it's a great idea to get the men back together. And, you know, they're doing rebirths of every kind of rebirth. And, you know, Sandy Duncan is still around. I mean, it could be next Christmas with the whole Hogan family. And I think, you know, you guys would really do well with it. I mean, Full House came back. There's
and we
a
have
bunch
the same
of
producers
shows
as they did.
That came back. And one of the shows that didn't come back, that soon came back, was Yuso, because it was like one of the best shows on TV, and I just think that's what America is missing. There's not a really cute little family sitcom on, you know, about three boys and their dad and their aunt. There's not a sitcom on TV right now. And I think America will like it.
Well, thank you. And I think that would be a blast. And you know, I will certainly I'll bring it up. But I think if there were to be any kind of a reboot or anything like that, my guess is that everybody really wants to see Jason because, you know, he was kind of the tie to everything.
Okay, yes, you're wrong. American wants to see you, Jeremy. I'm sorry. Yeah, they probably want to see Jason. Okay, but you're wrong. You're totally wrong. I mean, when David got me you the first time, I nearly fell. I almost fainted since he did this. No, I think, you know, part of America probably wants to see Jason. But people are seeing Jason on the big screen all the time. People are seeing him with Jennifer Aniston at parties. So, really, I think you guys can make a pitch, you know. And I think if NBC will be listening to the show, they should listen, because you guys deserve to be, like, in a reunion special. I mean, you had the Brady Bunch come back and reruns, rerun specials and everything. And so I just think, you know, you need to come back. So you have to tell me on Monday or Monday night, Halloween, because I will be dying to know. And so you said you're not, okay, you have a marriage, which is great. So, and you are working on things, but you haven't, you know, plans, you know, you don't know your plans right now, what's really going on. So, I have a feeling that, you know, it's not going to be long until, you know, you're back on TV. Until you're back on TV, I just have this feeling that won't go away. That you're supposed to be back on TV in some form. I don't know what form. I wish I could tell you. But, yeah, I just have this feeling that you will be, and I'm usually right on my feelings. And when I have a gut feeling, I'm usually 99.1% right. So,
well,
yeah.
I hope that you're correct.
Oh, come on. Trust me. And, you know, this, I mean, still, interview at lunch really well. And so what are you doing for the holidays? Are you guys doing anything special for Christmas?
Yeah, we're going to be actually sticking around here. We went out of town for Thanksgiving with my wife's family up to the mountains and skiing and all that. And but we're going to be around Los Angeles for the holidays. We're not really going anywhere. It's actually my daughter's 11th birthday, New Year's Eve. She's a New Year's Eve baby. So we.
Oh, I feel sorry for her.
What's that?
I sort of feel sorry for her because I think Christmas and New Year's Eve babies get really ripped off of. Like, this had Christmas. And then New Year's, so they have to wait a whole 365 days to get another present. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Yeah, well, we figure that, you know, she's 11, and by the time she's, let's say, 15, 16, 17, she probably won't want to spend her birthday with her parents, right? She'll want to be out with her friends for New Year's Eve. So we're always with her for New Year's Eve for as long as she'll have us. So I think we'll take her for a special dinner and then probably something mellow at home. Because I don't know, New Year's Eve, it just doesn't have the luster that it used to. Not that I'm a killjoy, but just the idea of being out on the roads and stuff like that isn't as appealing as it was, I think, when I was younger.
I have nieces ranging from 7 to 26. And, I mean, I know what you mean, because by the time they are 14, 15, they want to go out with their friends on New Year's. And my poor brother is in that new territory, and he doesn't like it, because he's like, what happened to them wanting to stay home? I go, well, we never wanted to stay home on New Year's Eve with our parents, so why are you kids going to be any different? And he goes, because
exactly.
I'm cool. I'm like, yeah, but mom and dad were cool and we wanted to go out. So I just think it's so different for kids now because, you know, they just want to go out and do their own thing and everything. But
well, that's
I just think
it's we'll have a few more years with her like this before she'll want to go out with her friends on her own.
Well, 11, you know, you still have her for about 2.5 more years. And then she will wake up one day and think you don't know anything. And just getting prepared.
We understand that. Right, because we're the
and
first ones
that you don't know anything. And she's going to want to drop you off 2 miles from anywhere she's going.
Yes.
And, or 3 miles, depending, you know, how, you know, what stage she's in.
How embarrassing you are.
Yeah, and then, you know, when she gets 18 or 19, she will come back, but from, about 12 to 17, my mom always said me and my sister, she would never want to go the teenage years with us because those were the hardest. And even though we were not hard, my brothers were harder on my mom than we were. So, so I'm just warning you, the teenage years are not like when we were teenagers. It's totally different. It's totally different. I was already giving the drug talk to my 14-year-old niece. And I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be telling you this at 14. He goes, they have it all around school. I'm like, oh, then I really should be telling you. So, and I'm glad you stay home. I mean, even though I think, you know, L.A. for Christmas probably doesn't seem like L.A. I mean, Christmas in L.A. because you guys don't get,
We don't get
snow.
Where are you? Are you in Chicago?
And, you know, here in Seattle, I'm just praying for, like, Christmas. I probably won't get it because we got it the last couple of years. So I don't think, you know, Seattle's going to get, like, the white snow on Christmas. But I could be totally wrong because we are in the 30s right now. But I better let the guys on and Maggie on, there will be heck to pay because they're always saying I'm monopolizing the gas, especially when my favorites come on. Which, you know, I can say it's true, but it's really not my fault because it is my show. But I'm going to put on David first because I know David wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hey, David.
Hi, Jenny. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, David?
I'm doing good. I'm giving my condolences about sorry about your mother dying. Bobby. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I think can you tell us something about that we surprised to know?
Say that again.
Can you tell us something about Bobby that we surprised to know about her?
Anything we want to know about Valerie that we already don't know.
Well, no, not that you don't already know. I mean, you know, first of all, she was really a wonderful woman, and she was terrific to work with, and really kind of brought us all together as a family. And, you know, she suffered, obviously, especially the last couple of years of her life, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel terrible for her daughter, Christina, and her husband, Tony, who are super nice people. And it's really too bad. She was a legend, and she was always incredibly kind to us. And, you know, it's always sad, and I think that it's, you know, it's a marker for people because they remember, you know, you remember when you saw something or someone brought a smile to your face. And it sort of, you know, it brings up your own mortality as we get older. And thinking about that stuff, and wow, you know, you always think people live forever, right? It just goes without saying that they'll always be there. And she was really something. She was a fantastic actress. Really knew what she wanted. She knew her stuff. And for the few years that I was able to work with her, it was wonderful. And you know, despite kind of what went down on our show and all that, I mean, that was really kind of the behind the scenes technical stuff. You know, when it boils down to it, she wanted more money. They didn't want to give it to her, and they let her go. I mean, it's obviously more detailed than that, but that had nothing to do with anything on the set, or, you know, you hear crazy things going on the set. There was none of that. She was a consummate professional and really a legend in this town. I mean, if you look up,
yes,
you know, her body of work and the awards that she won and groundbreaking, you know, roles, especially for women and powerful women rising up, you know, especially during that time where that was just not, I mean, forget Valerie, but some of her earlier work with Mary Tyler Moore and all that stuff is bringing up women who are strong and confident. And I think it's attractive. And, you know, we had lost touch, truth be told. We had lost touch for many years, but I'm actually friends on Facebook with her daughter, who was really, really little when Valerie was on the show. But, you know, I passed my condolences on to her, and I knew her father, Tony, who is Valerie's husband. And, you know, look, it's just a sad situation and sad the way it went down. And I hope that they're all at peace. And I appreciate your condolences. I really do. I'll tell you, that's one of the really interesting things, certainly about social media, is the amount of outpouring that I received when she passed was really pretty amazing to me, because I worked with her for a few years. It's like if you got, you know, if people poured out condolences for somebody you worked with 30 years ago for 3 years, and I'm not minimizing it, but it's really kind of this amazing kind of a tidal wave that, you know, it's not that I forget about that, but it was, you know, it was a long time ago, and I'm not minimizing it, but it just goes to show what that impact is and was. And I was very grateful and, frankly, very touched by people reaching out to me and passing condolences along and passing their love along and then sharing stories about how much they loved her and the impact that she had on their life. And it's very touching. It really, because you know, we all live in our own little bubble. And every once in a while we get reminded that our bubble has a bigger impact on people and how they feel. And certainly as an actor and what you guys do, you know, being on your podcast and broadcasting this out, you know, it touches a lot of people, and it obviously it resonates. There's something in there that resonates that bring people back. And, you know, as we were kind of talking about before, if with regard to, you know, about positivity in the world and negativity in the world, that finding something, finding some meaning and finding some common ground for people who, whether they liked the show or they liked Valerie or they like you guys, and there's a tie in there, even though we live in a big world, it gets much smaller every day. And people being able to connect And so for that, I'm very grateful, and I feel very fortunate to have been able to work with her, as I feel fortunate to have been able to work with all the people that I work with.
Yeah.
And so thank you, David. I really do appreciate your condolences, and it is appreciated.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite episode that you did with Valerie, your whole family? Do you have a favorite episode?
Gosh, not. I mean, my favorites. I mean, selfishly, my favorites were the ones where either myself and Danny had a larger role. But I can't think of one specifically offhand that was a favorite. Everybody seems to have their favorite. Like, oh gosh, I really liked when they did this to you or your character. They seem to.
Yeah.
The writers really enjoyed putting my character out of his comfort zone and into some sort of shenanigan with his brother. And so there was constantly that. And I think I told you guys last time I was on your show was one of my best friends in the world to this day is Danny Ponce. In fact, we went out last night. I see him, I don't know, once every 10 days or so. We try to get together and just hang out, which is amazing because that's like another situation. We worked together for 5 years, but here we are 30-plus years later, you know, and still incredibly close. Our families get together. We just went and saw his daughter was in a play, and we went and saw her. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, all this technology, we still just have human connections, which is really what keeps us all going.
Well, I have my favorite side going on because I think the show is great, and I still laugh if I don't watch it. I think she's going to reboot on the show. Cause, I mean, yeah, because I have a lot of favorite episodes going on. But thank you for coming on to the show, and please come back.
Absolutely. I will definitely be back, David, and I thank you so much for reaching out to me. Reach out anytime.
Of course he will come back, David. He doesn't want to break my heart. So, you know, you don't have to worry, David. You know? Okay, David, I'm going to bring Bobby on. Hey, David.
Jeremy. It's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Jeremy. First off, I want to say, like David and Harley said, to start off when you came out, is my thoughts and prayers are with Valerie's family, and she will definitely be missed because of all the shows that she's done, whether she was Rhoda or on the Mary Tyler Moore Show or her own show, or I think the last show she did was Hot in Cleveland before she got sick.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because I think she was on Dancing with the Stars also. And
she was. She was.
Yeah,
yeah,
she was.
Incredible. We watched her. Yep.
Yeah,
we watched her on it.
I think I voted for her, but I can't remember if I voted for her through text or online. But it's just that it's sad that we had to lose her this year, and we lost a lot of other people in the last couple of weeks as well. But I just really, you know, hope, like Carly said, it can be a reboot, because if they can do some of these 80s and 90s shows, and if they can bring back All in Family and Good Times, which depending on what's going on now in Washington, might not happen tonight.
Right. Right.
But then I don't see why they can't just bring back the Hogan Family if they can get Sandy Duncan back into acting or y'all. Because I know Jason is very busy with movies in his own right and stuff like that. So it would be hard to just get him back into possibly doing a one-time reunion show or anything like that.
Right. Right. No, I agree with you. And I, as I was mentioning to Carly earlier, we're all having lunch on Monday. So, you know, I'll throw the idea out and see how well that floats.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if Jason could come in even once in a while, then maybe we could get it off the ground.
Exactly.
Because it seems to be that the era of reboots seem to be kind of, you know, quite the popular thing at this point. So I know certainly a few of us would do it in a heartbeat. So
right, especially if and when ABC do air tonight's live event in its entirety without it being delayed because of the stuff that's going on in Washington right now. Find that they get a second chance, we broadcast that tomorrow or not tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday this week or with all the holiday shows on schedule. I don't know how ABC's schedule is right now, but that would be a great idea.
That would be fantastic.
Because it would be great if they can be like just a one-time reunion for Holly and Cleveland, and just dedicate that one-time reunion episode or special on Netflix or whatever in memory of Valerie, because that would be a great way to remember her.
It would.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. I mean, we would just have to kind of see what, if that is something that has interest beyond just a couple of us, you know.
Yeah,
because I know that
Betty White is getting really, really old, and I don't want to jinx anybody to just say that she's next, but I'm sure this will be a great way to just send her off into retirement or anything like that by doing one last television show, even if it's a reunion or a reboot of the Golden Girls or whatever.
Right. No, it's interesting, and you're not the first one to mention that. So hopefully that will be able to fly. That would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, you all have your family have a great holiday, great Christmas, great 2020, and hopefully things will be better in 2020, hopefully.
I agree with you, and I think that for a lot of people, and I feel very, very blessed and very fortunate in my own life, and you know, I hope the same for all of you. I hope that you guys have a wonderful 2020. It's full of good health and safety and security, and a big bag of cash would never hurt. So
that'll
drop
true.
Down the chimney as well.
Yeah, hopefully I will have that luck for that, but. Anyways, it's just been, great to talk to you again, and you're always welcome to come back on the show, like David said and Carly said.
Beautiful.
So,
thank you, because you guys are a lot of fun, and I do appreciate that. So thank you so much.
All right.
And my best to all of you.
All right, and you too, and tell your former co-stars I said hello, and we're always have an idea of a possible reboot or relaunch or a live show or whatever in down the road.
That sounds great.
All right.
Oh, perfect. Right. Okay, I'm going to bring on Maggie now, Bobby, so, yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay.
You too, Bobby. Take care.
All right.
I will put you on hold, Bobby. Hey,
hi.
Maggie.
How you doing? Hey, I'm glad you rejoined us tonight.
Absolutely. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm hanging in there, getting ready for the holidays. I hope you and your family have a beautiful one.
Thank you, and you as well. You as well.
Thank you. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that something good's going to happen very soon.
I hope you're right. I feel it too. So hopefully for all of us, right? Some good stuff.
Right,
positivity.
For all of us. It's positivity, absolutely. Yeah, because it would be great to have you back on TV and everywhere as possible. I'm glad you're wide open for any project that comes up.
Absolutely. So just bring it my way and let me take a look at it. I'd be thrilled
there
to do that.
There you go. You sound just like yourself. You do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know Carly was flirting with you.
Oh,
weren't
no.
you, Carly?
Maybe a little. Maybe just
a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Are you guys, let me ask you, are you guys all based up in Seattle?
No, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago?
She's in Chicago. I'm in Seattle. Bobby's in North Carolina. David in Florida.
Wow, you've got the so, whole.
Yeah, all of us are spread out. And if Maggie and I had it our way, I know we would be living a lot closer to each other, right, Maggie?
Absolutely.
Yes,
it, baby.
We are. So, I do have a question that just came in my mind. Okay, one of the Hogan family ballads, I don't remember which one, but with the theme song and the kiss-up kind of broke, and it kind of went over the table. I don't know if it was you or your brother that did, but it just makes me wonder, do you remember how that happened? Because it's a great little trick I want to play on my brother without getting in trouble, because I'm like looking for like little revenge tricks since Thanksgiving. And so I was looking at that, and that gave me an idea. And yeah, do you remember when you guys did all the promos and the theme song every year? Do you remember always doing that?
Like doing the intros, the opening credits, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would spend usually a day or two at the beginning of each season. We redid them because obviously we were getting older and they didn't want to use the older ones. And we would spend a day or two around Culver City, which is where we were filming. And you know, whether it was at a park or throwing a football or a softball or something. And so we would go all over the place and shoot things like that. There was one which was really funny. I remember specifically was that Jason's character was supposed to be playing hockey, right? And he scores a goal, and we're very excited about it. And the truth is, at the time, he couldn't skate at all. He was a terrible skater.
Really?
And so there were a lot of outtakes of him just slipping and falling and all that. Just to get a little bit of a shot of him making a goal took a really long time. It was quite funny, actually. We used to do and you know, it was kind of a neat thing because we would have sort of the summer off and we would come back to work, and that was how we would start out. So it was kind of like a reunion of sorts when we would go and shoot those opening credits.
Got an idea, Carly?
Well, I want to buy it now on Amazon, so I can, if it's even on Amazon, but you know, everything is on Amazon, but we love, you know, we really want you to come back, and of course you're coming back, and Monday, please message me and let me know how the lunch goes, because we are dying to find out, right, Maggie?
Yes, we are.
I will definitely keep you posted. And again, I thank you. I thank you all for reaching out to me and bringing me back. And maybe next time I come in, I'll have some different news. I'll bet good news there too.
That'd be great. Hey. Have a great night and just have a great holiday. And remember, have a great New Year. And if I were you, just spend it at home, because if you go out, the traffic is really bad.
I would agree with you, and I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season and a fantastically great 2020.
Okay, thank you. Have a great night, Jeremy.
You too.
Thank
Take
you,
care,
Jeremy.
Guys. All right.
Okay, bye.
Please.
You know, there's something about talking to your teenage class.
Yeah, and you flirt.
I mean, it's like, okay, if I told myself at 12 this was going to happen, my 12-year-old would not believe it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, boys.
Hey, guys.
I call you, Maggie.
Hi, guys. My phone's working. I got a new phone.
Okay, so...
I'll let you start first, Carly, because... It's kind of mixed feelings about today. And like I was telling Jeremy earlier, if they ever start back live programming on the East Coast, it would be interesting to see what happens from there.
Well, yeah, I just, in my head,
I mean,
I've always wanted like a...
That he'd been the first president to be impeached by the after the House vote. So, so that's great news.
And so, does anyone have any good news? Because I've been on air. Does anyone have any good news for me?
Well, other than the fact that that he's been impeached.
What?
He's been impeached.
I sent it to you.
I just got the text.
Okay, wait, whoa,
I gotta understand. Normally, I'm not.
Oh my god,
this
is great!
Normally, I'm not in favor of them interrupting daytime or primetime shows because of this, but I guess this was, I guess it was obvious. I mean, there was two live events going on at the same time, so it probably wouldn't matter.
I know this
shows with Survivor and what ABC got.
I know this is the first stage,
okay.
But come on, you guys.
Okay,
come on, no one said this would be done. Everyone thought this would not be done. And who told you months ago this guy was going down?
You?
Me. I'm sorry, I've been this happy about it. I'm not happy that Phelps was interrupted today. But, you
all
know,
day,
if
all
we...
day.
All day.
I know.
Yeah,
but if we go...
I think Nathan gave
a message to
Phelps tomorrow.
Well, and I feel like I can't wait for this week to be over because Carly cannot watch live TV. Carly misses her TiVo. And Carly has to start over on her TiVo. And
that's fine. I got to wait for
and 300.
When my DVR machine went out a couple of months ago, I have so many Hallmark and Lifetime movies left that I haven't even got around to some of them.
And 320 episodes of 380 episodes of
My Heart.
General Hospital is gone. For me, and I'm not dealing with it very well. It feels like a funeral in my life. But I'm getting a bigger TiVo, and I'm getting one that I'm getting a bigger TiVo with 6 tuners, so I will be able to record whatever I want now. So that's good. And David, we are back on Friday, right?
Right.
We are. You're now Alan. From Generation and so many stuff. You're now Alan.
Well, like I said the other night, I will.
That's okay.
I got a birthday thing to deal with my girlfriend,
yes.
So.
That's more important.
Yeah.
I know. I know your girlfriend comes before us. I know. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
Back on the air. I almost got in trouble for that when we when we came back on the air back in April.
You know, Bud, I will respect it. But did you take my advice, Bobby, about the present?
Yeah.
I
took also advice about what you said about Red Lobster, and I'm now trying to fix our financial thing after spending money all day long since there was nothing on other than the impeachment drama, which I really didn't want to watch, to do my Christmas shopping.
Well, we
so it might be possibly until like 9 o'clock that some of the shows will be on live. I don't know if that means Survivor will be joining Progress or whatever.
Family.
Yeah.
No, good time.
And good time. They're alive.
I look forward to it.
All I'm saying is, having grown up watching the original, I've always said that if they were going to make a movie version of Good Time, at least try to put Mike Epps from the Friday movies as JJ. Because I see
JJ, I love
him and Jimmy Walker.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen Mike Epps in concert or in the Friday movies? He's just as funny as Jimmy Walker. And why do you ask even though he's no longer
with us? He's not doing Jimmy Walker. He's the guy from Saturday Night Live with doing Jimmy Walker. JJ.
Yeah, and I know that John Witherspoon, who played the dad in Friday and on the Wayans Brothers, is no longer with us, but he would have been the perfect James.
Carly?
Yes. And maybe Ben Hill on Monday night was because of her phone, but I just want to say I'm very, 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 very sorry about Chicago Bears not making it to the playoffs. But I can't lie and say how happy I am that the Seahawks are going. And we are number one. And who said at the start of the season that we were going to the playoffs?
You.
People should listen to me. People should really listen to what I say, because everything I have predicted today in the last couple of days has come true.
Right.
On some new level.
Yeah. Well, I know that this week, it's going to be kind of hard to get I know this week, unless they made a last-minute change, the Bears are going to be on Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs, which just probably doesn't matter anymore. So unless they change that
last
minute.
Doesn't matter.
And I think the Seahawks have the Cardinals, but we're on the East Coast going to get the Cowboys and Eagles game instead. So, I think in your region, I think in your region, Maggie, and my region, it would be Colts and Bears, because Indianapolis is a little bit more closer to Chicago. It might be, and the Vikings are playing Monday night with the Packers. So, and being that Indianapolis is closer to Chicago, you would likely get the Colts team in, and we're going to get that game too. So that's how Fox have it, as far as their doubleheader goes.
Right. I have one thing to mention, Carly. Can we do a shout out to Real?
Yeah.
Our friend, who's been a friend of Daytime After Dark. He's in the fight of his life and hoping he kicks cancer's ass. He's
on
Instagram in a Santa Claus outfit. And he's got to beat it. He's really got to beat it. He's been through so much this year. Real. And he's a friend of ours, and he's got to beat it. So, everybody think? Okay. Thank you.
I just want to say that we are playing Arizona this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How weird is it that we are playing Arizona?
Right.
When I really hate Arizona.
I think your region will get that game, but we're stuck with the Cowboys and Eagles.
Well, yeah, but maybe isn't it weird that we are playing Arizona when I really hate Arizona?
Yes. So that means you got to beat them.
Yes. Well, I know we will. And also because Carly doesn't want to lose her voice, because I think Carly is in state of shock with the impeachment. And we history just, hopefully we just have to get the asshole, I can say asshole, right, Mankey? Out of office.
I like to call him other names, but I don't want the Republicans to come after
me. I know, but I got in trouble for saying words I couldn't say, right, Mankey?
Yes, that's my job.
Yes, so that's why I have to check with Maggie when I do my little word now, because I could get myself in trouble. And getting myself in trouble is actually my second name. And so we will be back on
Friday.
And Maggie,
since this is my last show of 2019, I'll talk to you all in 2020 unless we come back for in 2020.
Oh God, when you say that, you know, when you just said that, David.
Bobby.
In my mind,
Bobby,
I'm like, I go,
Bobby.
How can you talk to us in 2020? Okay. My mind is way, I mean, I know it's Christmas next week, but in my mind, it just doesn't feel it.
Right.
Why are you not going to talk to us the whole year? But now I get it.
Yeah, because this Friday I got my date, and next Friday I'm going to be probably doing a hockey game, so I'll probably be no show, so I'll probably see you on the following Friday. And that'll be 2020.
I know my brain and my whatever is not connecting today. But we're gonna get off the air, but we will be back on Friday night. And then after Friday we are going on a holiday break to the 3rd, right, David?
Right.
Okay, so have a great
Christmas
night, everyone.
Happy New Year and have a great 2020, y'all.
Happy, healthy New Year, and pray for real and beefless.
No.
Okay,
I'll touch you all during the holidays. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Carly. Bye, Bobby. Bye, Peggy. Bye, Maggie.